Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with Red Beckman. Then we're going to go to your phone calls, a lot of other news. Dr. Busby joins us to break down just the fact that Fukushima is even worse than we thought. Turns out the establishment knew how bad it was. Day one, there was a meltdown, and they just lied the whole time. It's so incredible. You notice the U.S. government, the military in Japan wouldn't release any numbers when they knew exactly what was going on. That was the big telltale sign right there. But this thing's far from over. But because this invisible killer is drifting over here, building up every day, and the feds aren't releasing numbers, we just are in a lot of trouble. But going back to Red on the point of people waking up, again, I'm like a litmus test because people do know what I look like. And just everywhere, old, young, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, I mean, I can go in a restaurant. A lot of nights I'll be coming home at 5, 6 o'clock once a week. I'll pick dinner up twice a week sometimes. My wife calls it in. You know, I go in, sit down at the bar to pick the food up, and the waitress is a listener. And everybody sitting at the bar are listeners, no matter where I go. And people run up to me, and then I'm walking in the parking lot, and people are stopping cars. And again, it's not like, ooh, look, Alex Jones is this big star. That's not what this is about. It's showing that sonar ping that we're having a huge effect. I can be in Canada. I can be in Honduras. I can be in Belize. I can be in Mexico. I can be in the Virgin Islands. I could be, everywhere I've gone. I can be in England. I mean, even in England, I was in England 5, 6 years ago, and a lot of people come up to me, but nothing like it is now. In closing, Red, this is very exciting times to be in.
Absolutely. It's been, I've been in the, fully active full-time for about 35 years or so, and there's never been a time like this where the people are waking up and they're listening. It used to be that their hearing was so bad they didn't hear, but when they get pinched in the economic vice, then their hearing gets better. And we're seeing that happen right now. I'm sure your audience has been multiplied many times over because it's a very good source of information for people.
Well, I just know, the reason I every few weeks explain that to folks is people feel like they're alone. Ladies and gentlemen, you're not alone. I mean, if I can get off an airplane in New York or L.A. Or Minneapolis, St. Paul, and I can't get 15 feet. I've been places with Jesse Ventura. People are running up to him. They're running up to me. I walk out of the bathroom. They're running up to me. Ventura's, sitting there by his bags. There's 15 people around him. I mean, it's they're liking Ventura because of his show exposing the New World Order. I mean, that's the point I'm trying to get at here is that. I mean, the numbers of people that are awake are much higher than we even know. But one of the last dominoes to fall, the system's already lost its credibility. Congress with a 9% approval rating, mainstream media falling apart, dinosaur dying. But the last domino to fall is we don't realize how much power we've got. And I think that's the big secret, Red.
Well, that's why I say that, there's more of us than there is of them, that we're a majority. And we can use that confidence that we get when we recognize that we're a majority. We need all the confidence we can get. And, of course, history is on our side. In Russia, the USSR...
Stay there, Red. Stay there. We'll do a few more minutes with you about history's on our side. Final comments from Red Beckman. We'll also give you his P.O. box. We want to get some of his great books and booklets. Red Beckman's our guest. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. simulcasting, living, streaming color, video at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at UtopiaSilver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Red Beckman's our guest here for just a few more minutes, and we're going to your phone calls. Because Red started making the point that history is on our side. This is where the greatest development in human liberty ever took place. That's why the system attacks the founding of this republic and looks at the problems, but compared to everything else that came before it, it is the greatest expression of private property, family, liberty, the right to self-defense, revolutionary ideas. It was only the kings, the nobles, in every culture that had rights. Everybody else was seen as animals and slaves, and Red was starting to make that final point. Red Beckman.
When the USSR went down in December of 91, it could have turned into a chaotic situation, but it didn't. Because the powers that be were such a small minority that they just didn't have the power to maintain control of the masses. In Romania, that was Christmas time of 89. That dictator that had ruled with an iron fist in that country found himself dead laying in the snow because a firing squad run by the military had put him out of his misery. And it was because the people took to the streets. so you're going to have to back off. And this is the same thing that's going to happen right here. I think that our military, they know they have been beat up and drugged around, Iraq and Afghanistan. These guys are not coming home as happy campers, I'll tell you. And and of course, you go back in history, Magna Carta came in 1215 AD. King John in England was a tyrant. And his own bureaucrats, his own administrators, they call them the barons. They put together the Magna Carta, which is still the great charter of England. And between 1215 AD and 1776, when our American War of Independence started, there was no less than 43 times that the people had to bring their king and their government back under the law, back under Magna Carta. There was 23 of those 43 times that they had to take the sword and use the sword, and they actually shed blood. They beheaded one of their kings because he refused to come back under the law. And so we have a great law, the Constitution, and our Bill of Rights and all. These are great, great documents, and they are the backbone of our society here, our political world. And these elitists, they cannot survive if we the people start to enforce the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And it's happening, and of course, one of the great things has happened when we started recognizing that federal judges are government agents. They are government employees, and so they are government agents. And when they made this ruling the other day that cops can go into a house without a warrant, if that doesn't prove that these guys in the Supreme Court, if that doesn't prove that they are government agents, they're agents of the government, and they have a conflict of interest. If there is any kind of a controversy between the citizen and the government, the judge, the federal judge, has his conflict of interest, and it is a jury that is to make the finding of fact and conclusions of law. And so when we have an informed jury, we know that the government agent sitting there in his black dress, he's not going to be able to control that jury. He's not going to be able to control the evidence. And he is going to be put in his proper position, and that is as a servant.
Absolutely. Red, we're out of time. Briefly, you've got a lot of great books and booklets that are very inexpensive. You basically sell them at cost. They've been retired for a long time. You've got a lot of Born Again Republic, Walls in Our Minds, IRS and the Black Robe cover-up. Tell us about a few of the deals you've got.
Well, the last time I was on your show, we offered a copy of Walls in Our Minds and Why the Militia. Those are my last two books. And we offered the two books for $10. Anybody that will send us a $10 bill, we'll pay the postage and the whole works. All they have to do is write to Red Beckman at P.O. Box 61, P.O. Box 61, Carrolls, C-A-R-R-O-L-L-S, Carrolls, Washington, 98609. I lost my, I forgot my, it's 98609, I'm pretty sure, the zip code. I guess that 82 years kind of got the best of me there a bit.
Red, folks know who you are there in your state. It'll get to you.
And I think so.
And I look forward to having you back on in the near future. God bless you.
Yeah, and God bless you too.
All right, folks, there goes Red Beckman. Great guy. And we're just glad to have him. There was a period a few years ago where we really even couldn't have him on because of health issues, but Red is back and we love him. Okay, let's jam in some phone calls. Thanks for holding. Jonathan in Kansas. Jonathan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I have some things to talk about concerning 9/11. It's probably a good idea that you get a pen and a piece of paper because I found there's two documents by Cryptome.org that came out in January about 9/11 that deals with prior knowledge. And, well, I don't think many of the Patriot sites have really covered it.
Oh, there's so much evidence of it being an inside job. You're right. The ground is littered with it. What are these documents?
Okay, one is called, you go into Google and you type in Cryptome.org. And then you have WTC-7 collapse described, and where it has this engineer by the name of, who was the engineer of World Trade Center 7, named Mike Catalano. He was employed by a guy named was Peter Mulroy, who served as the head of security for Solomon Smith and Barney. And he talked about how Silverstein had a heated exchange with one of his men at the day of 9/11. His name was Marty M. I don't know what his last name was, but it's Marty M. And they got in a heated exchange because he was a representative for Silverstein, and Silverstein was arguing with him because he said they had to get out. Something bad was going to happen. He was telling them that. And that Marty M. said he didn't understand why. It was a heated exchange. But eventually they ended up going.
Is this an FBI document or what is it?
It was actually, a meeting with former head of SMUS, Solomon Smith Barney Security. It was a briefing. It was prepared by this, a woman named Emily Walker.
No, I understand that. I mean, is this a FBI interview document?
I'm not too sure.
I mean, who was it declassified by? Why was it classified?
Declassified?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too sure. They just did. I'm not so sure. But here's the other document.
I mean, Cryptome's a great site. It's the original WikiLeaks, but And we've had the founder of it, John Young, on quite a few times. So my point is I'm familiar with a lot of the stuff that already went on from witnesses that we've had on, some of which mysteriously die right after we have them on, I should add. Specifically, I mean, the document, if it's declassified, it will say where it was declassified from. I know they had after-event interviews, you know, the FBI interviewed thousands of people, so I would imagine that's probably where this came from, but it should have a description on the document and say when it was declassified, or are you saying this is a leaked document? But I'm certainly glad you called with that. What's the second document? I should search WTC-7 collapse described and then add Cryptome.org into the search behind it. Got that? What's the second one? Quick.
Okay, the second one, Alex, is you type in Cryptome.org, you put space, Con Ed with a dash between Con and Ed. In Con Ed Energy, it's the first document you'll see. It will Con Ed Energy.
Now, they had a generator in the building, so what do they say?
They say that they had control of, I think, the power grid for New York Stock Exchange.
Yes.
In that area where Bowling Green Park is they all the power grid was down. And what's so interesting about that area is that it's been historically known for having architectural firms on that. So I always found that was interesting that the power grid would be down the day architectural firms. I guess they didn't want people to know that if there was some architect representing them, may question why it fell like that. And also,
you're saying the power was out before the planes hit?
Like no. They took it down during the time the planes hit. Apparently, that's what I'm getting.
Oh, the document says they decided to cut the power.
Yes.
All right, I'll have to look into both of those. Thank you so much. I meant to get to more calls, but Jonathan was intriguing. Damon, Dustery, Steve, Tim, others, your calls are straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
Oh, you don't want any shackles? You don't want to be safe?
Don't want no shackles.
You're an extremist?
Don't want no shackles on me.
You don't want us sticking our hands down your children's pants?
I said down with Big Brother.
Down with Big Brother?
Don't like those RFID.
God, an extremist is blues legend Jimmy Vaughn.
Got the blues about my freedom. got the blues about tyranny. I got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny.
Let's go ahead and talk to Damon in South Carolina. Damon, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey,
I was just listening to Red talking, and please don't take this the wrong way, but unfortunately, I'm not as optimistic as he is, and I think that the writing is on the wall. When he refers to how in, you know, history, the serfs, so to speak, have thrown off the chains of slavery and, you know, beheaded that king or had a revolution and whatnot. The ultimate equalizer, the firearm, was pretty much the same between the military and the average person who had a farm and a cow and 2 acres, you know. They had some cannons, but it was all pretty simplistic, you know, military against each other as far as weapons go. Nowadays, I mean, you know, not that I want a violent uprising, but if it comes to that for us to defend our rights by the Constitution with the government, the numbers and the technology on the government side of all the whole world, you know, China, U.S., what have you, is far outweighing to that of the people. You know,
right, here's the deal. I've studied quite a bit of military history, guerrilla warfare, total resistance. I've interviewed many retired and current special forces people. I've studied Vietnam and other areas, and actually, if you have a motivated, even minority, that is willing to fight and die in asymmetrical warfare, they've got to park those tanks. They've got to park those helicopters. The military likes to go in bars. I mean, I hate to use a Hollywood example, but something like Red Dawn is actually pretty close. When you have the initiative to kill people and they don't know when you're going to strike, you're completely unstoppable. Now, I don't even want to go that direction. I want to wake the military and police up. But the system is gearing up the military and police for the American people. The system's also worried that a lot of military, and we've now learned and learned the names, that quite a few units refused to confiscate guns during that beta test in Katrina. And when they do these surveys, will you fire on Americans? The majority say no. That's why they signed a deal 10 years ago, 9 years ago, and then again 3 years ago, then the Ottawa Citizen, Reuters, AP, it's in my film Road to Tyranny, to use foreign troops in America. People are always like, yeah, foreign troops. Folks, it's official. They give speeches at West Point getting the troops ready for it. They want to bring foreign troops in. That's even better. Then it's really clear that this is an occupation if it goes to that. Now, for people like myself, I mean, if it goes into this stuff, I'm deader than a doornail. But that's just the way it is. And I mean, I'm not trying to be mean to you, but have you studied, Damon, asymmetrical war? I mean, maybe you are from the military or from a historical guerrilla warfare type system, and perhaps you can tell me where I'm wrong.
Well, here's the thing. Your points are all well spoken and taken, of course, but the point is this. You know, you look at Vietnam, the Viet Cong, the VC, they were being funded and supported by, you know, the Soviets, the Chinese, they had support behind them. The problem we have today is, first of all, to your military point, my nephew graduated from Fort Benning down in Georgia last summer. We have so many kids in like the 18 to 25 year olds right now that are like, they're gung ho about getting in the military and killing people. Okay.
No, they play video games. They fantasize about it. So they go and join. Look, I got to tell you, Red Beckman is a veteran. And I have studied the War College reports on it. The globalists aren't going to have a straight-up guerrilla war with the American people. They're going to commit a bunch of atrocities. It's not going to be the helicopters and tanks and Hellfire missiles that would beat the American people. It's going to be a psychological war. The Pentagon's on record saying 90% of war is now psychological. It was always part psychological. They're going to blow stuff up and blame it on the American resistance to win the hearts and minds of the public. So that's what we face, is them blowing up churches, blowing up federal buildings with daycares, blaming it on us during that war, killing cops for no reason, saying we did it. It is not going to be them beating us militarily. It's going to be a psy war fight. Be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I was just thinking, as we went live, how crazy it is that the U.S. government, the European governments, they're raising the safe level of now what they say is safe. And that's exactly what Dr. Chris Busby said that they would do over a month ago here on this broadcast. He advises the BBC, he advises the EU, very prominent researcher, I guess nuclear chemical engineer, Dr. Busby. We're going to be speaking with him here in just a moment because we're being bathed in higher and higher levels of radiation, and they're just waving that magic wand saying, no problem. It's kind of like the U.S. government admits they just changed the ratios of unemployment. It's really 22%+, according to every private estimate. But they say, no, we just say it's 9%. And we say inflation's 2% when it's more like 10%. Everybody knows there's inflation. It's ruled by lawyers. We're going to be talking to Mr. Busby, Dr. Busby, about these amazing developments in just one moment. First off, though, I want to tell the listeners of this radio broadcast about OsteoK. And it's a product the drug companies don't want you to know about. It's called OsteoK, and it was created by physicians from Harvard, Cornell, MIT, and others, and backed by more than 20 years of clinical research. OsteoK is an osteoporosis supplement shown to decrease, according to the studies they have on their site, fractures by 87% without any of the dangerous side effects of medications. This is truly a revolution that takes the power away from Big Pharma with all their toxic drugs and puts it in your hands. Friends, osteoporosis is a deadly disease, but I can tell you that the most effective approach for protecting your bones is not the drugs. It's OsteoK. Check them out at nbihealth.com. That's nbihealth.com. Or call 800-624-1416, 800-624-1416 today. OsteoK. And finally, I want to tell you about PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters, and all their filters are made in the USA. Check out their banners at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com or go to PureWaterFreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. And also don't forget our secure online video bookstore shopping cart with all my books, films, and more, and the best titles out there from my research that I think are the most important information. You can also subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv. What do you say to something this big, this out in the open, this naked, the hubris? It turns out the Japanese newspapers are reporting that, and TEPCO admits that they knew that 16 hours after earthquake was the first meltdown. Since then, they've admitted at five of the reactors, explosions, fires, partial meltdowns, some of the cores 70% exposed, others that have broken out of the chambers and fully melted into the earth. More explosions, more fires, more smoke. And you've got to go to the local Japanese news to even find it and watch the webcams. It's not even news here in the United States. Meanwhile, they've raised the levels of what they say is normal or safe. And some isotopes, the FDA, EPA has raised it 1,000 times what it previously was. One isotope, 100,000, others 25,000. We've gone through and listed off the EPA's website's the main one, what they've done. The only reporting we're getting is from states, and this was a month ago, 181 times safe levels of radioactive iodine, 300 times radioactive nickel. I mean, we've gone over the state reports, and the feds, their answer is just say, you know what? You can have 100,000 times what we previously said. It's magic. And it shows a major change in the way these systems operate. And that's what Dr. Busby, I've got to give him credit. He really didn't stick his neck out. He did the research, but some said he did at the time. When he went public worldwide and said, look, this is already bigger than Chernobyl. We're talking a week or two in, month and a half ago. He went public and said there has been nuclear explosions, atomic explosions there, and gave examples of where that's happened before in Russia and the isotope readings and top scientists he's interviewed. He then said this is how they will counter it. They will simply raise what they say is safe because what they already say is safe isn't safe from all the studies. And then he talked about infertility exploding and that perhaps is really what they're after. Dr. Busby is a British scientist known for his theories about the negative health effects, his theories, of very low-dose ionizing radiation. This is what Wikipedia says. Busby is the director of Green Audit Environmental Consultancy Agency and scientific advisor to the low-level radiation campaign, LLRC.org. And he also advises the BBC and others. He obtained his BS in chemistry with the first class honors from the University of London and then did research at the Wellcome Foundation applying spectrographic and analytical methods to chemical pharmacology and molecular drug interactions. He became an elected member of the Royal Society of Chemistry. He later gained the PhD in chemical physics. So he's a chemical physicist at the University of Kent researching Raman spectroelectrochemistry. And he joins us, LLRC.org, has all the documents. But you've been proven right in spades. They're now saying many times worse, may melt down for years, building a big tent, trying to contain it. But it's not even, and you predicted what they would do, raising what they say is safe, even though their head scientist quit, the advisor to the president, and prime minister and said they're telling kids 12 miles away to keep living there. And Dr. Busby, there's the intro preface. You've been absolutely right. So break it down and tell us where we're going. I mean, next they may say uranium should be an additive in cereal to fortify children's bones.
Oh dear, it's all quite bizarre. I agree with you. Well, of course, it's, as you say, reactor one melted down, and this is now accepted, and it had melted down on day two. Of course, they're still not really telling you what's happening, and we do know now from measurements and from analysis of videos and the isotopic ratios and all of these things that we can look at, which are published thanks to the internet and all the people who are doing these measurements and releasing this stuff. We know pretty well now what's happening. What's happened is that there have been a number of nuclear explosions, what you call atomic explosions. We know this from the isotopic ratios of substances which have been measured in the air. We know even now that some of these very exotic isotopes, which have very, very short half-lives, could not possibly exist in detector systems in America or in Japan or even in Europe if it were not for the fact that there was ongoing fission taking place. So there's very, very hot fuel which is fissioning, and we see videos. A lady sent me a video recently of puffs of smoke coming out of these reactors. And now these puffs of smoke are a consequence of, if you like, fizzles, if you like to call them that. But nevertheless, these are fissioning events, and will be producing smoke, which is particles. I mean, when you see a bonfire and you see the blue smoke from a bonfire, what you're looking at is carbon particles. And this gray smoke and blue smoke and black smoke that comes out of these reactors are particles. Now, one of the most serious events which occurred in reactor 3 about on the 21st, about a week after the and it wasn't reported except in terms of white smoke. The IAEA said there's white smoke coming out of reactor building, and shortly after that we tracked this using plume modeling down through to Tokyo and found there was a sharp increase in radiation, and the radiation stayed high. So in other words, it was something that came there and stayed there. And we now know that at least with it was a great deal of cesium-137, which is on the ground in Tokyo and even to the south of Tokyo. So it's really a massively dangerous event, and there's been a massive cover-up, and that cover-up is still going on. These particles are traveling all around the globe. They've certainly been picked up in Europe, and they will contain alpha-emitting particles, uranium and plutonium, and all the fission products associated with those, connected with those particles.
And not everyone will get hit by one, but if you inhale one, you're a dead duck, according to the nuclear physicist and radiation doctors, scientists we've had on, that you absorb one of these with uranium or plutonium, and say into your lungs, lung cancer is coming within a few years to a decade. It's just incredible, and it's not even in the news now, but the states that are studying milk in Vermont and on the east coast of the U.S. and in other states over a month ago picked up all sorts of deadly isotopes, but everybody's just frolicking around dancing and saying everything's fine.
Well, the trouble is you can't see this stuff. And, you know, if you look at the videos of people who drive into the exclusion zone around Fukushima, it looks perfectly normal. You have a few dogs walking about wagging their tails and so on. I mean, you can't see anything at all. But if you could see something, say if this stuff was sparkling or if it was fluorescent or something, it would be quite terrifying. You'd be walking into a sort of radioactive inferno of color. I think that they have to now, as a sort of in some kind of global way, provide enough resources to put something over the top of this and keep it all in. There has to be some containment. It's no longer possible to just leave it and keep raising the limits.
What about megatons of concrete instead of a tent? What about building a literal pyramid of concrete on top of those?
Yeah, I think the problem there is that you have to isolate it in some way. So that's that. So you have to cool it. You see, or the reactions will get worse. And you can't stop a nuclear reaction by just covering it up with concrete, because of course you've got the earth underneath it and the groundwater. So it will just produce an awful lot of stuff, which will just then leak out into the ocean. So my feeling is that they have to And then also they can camp shed. They can put some sort of controlling caissons down around it to sort of limit it, the ability of this stuff to get out.
But as they admit, it's so radioactive, they keep pulling the people out. Now it's very secretive. They're restricting media. And so we have no idea even really what they're doing.
I agree with you. I agree with you. It's a nightmare. And I mean, I wish I could say do this, do that, or do the other. I wish I could have some kind of positive suggestion that might be useful. I don't really. It is out of control. And the idea that the Japanese government are somehow going to take 9 months to control it just leaves me falling about laughing. This is a global catastrophe, and I don't have any answers. But I tell you one thing that I can say, and that is that the risk model that's currently being used in order to advise people about how much radiation they can be exposed to, like you said, that is being increased all the time, that is completely wrong. That these people are going to suffer horribly as a result of their exposures, and if they don't get away from where they are now, at least outside the 200-kilometer zone, and certainly other parts of the country where this stuff has appeared sporadically, because that's how it works. It's a bit of a patchy business. We found it south of Tokyo, incidentally. Then there are going to be an awful lot of deaths, and I think it's criminally irresponsible of these people to just bolster up the continued idea to have a nuclear future at the expense of the lives of these people.
Well, that was my next point. That was my next point, and then I want to get into the model, because that's the big hoax and cover up here. But just a month or so ago, it was like, oh, they're going to cancel the reactors, the new ones in the U.S. Oh, we're going to look at these dangerous designs. And now it's almost like, well, that's over with. See, it's not a big deal when they blow up. Let's build more. It's kind of fun to have one blow up in your country. George Monbiot, using psychological warfare, says it's liberal and good. This makes me want it. And people say, well, that sounds crazy. No. They realize that a lot of the public now just goes off how you act. So if you dance around and say, I have cyanide pills, people will line up and take them.
I think you're absolutely right. I think there is some kind of magical process taking place here where, akin to the Emperor's New Clothes, if you recall, they're presenting something which is balmy, and people are swallowing it merely because it's being presented again and again and again and again like some sort of cracked record. And, of course, they're not telling us the truth about these materials that are coming out, and they're not even releasing the results of measurements in Europe anymore. We're having to use Freedom of Information Acts and questions in Parliament to try and get out the data to see what's happening over here, or even make the measurements ourselves. It's a cover-up. It's a scary business. It's a scary business. But, I mean, it's not the only cover-up. I mean, the world at the moment is in a very bizarre state altogether, not just from the point of view of Fukushima.
No, we've now had leaks in Canada and in the U.S., and now because of Fukushima, it's not even an event. And they say, yeah, we released all this radiation in the lake. Keep eating the fish. It's fine. It's almost like it's gotten to the point now where it's passé, and I mean, society's really gotten in a trance-like state. Dr. Busby, break down the models, because as you said a month and a half ago here, you said the model of what they say is safe isn't safe, but you watch, they'll raise the levels. And so even if we go by their old model that, okay, this is a safe level, how can they then get away with saying, well, now we're going to raise what is safe? I mean, that is just on its face utterly asinine, but they're doing it.
Well, this is how they do it. The model is based that they use is based on external radiation, microsieverts per hour, if you like, or overall dose. So you know, if you have like 10 hours, it's 10 microsieverts. And the model is based on the survivors of the Hiroshima bomb. So what they do is they say that the Hiroshima bomb survivors received so many sieverts of radiation, which is like a huge dose. And then we followed them for most of their life, and we found this number of cancers. So we say that this number of sieverts produces that number of cancers. The problem is that that's an external radiation model, and it's okay for external radiation, probably. Actually, it probably isn't, but anyway, it's roughly right. And if it weren't right, then people who had x-rays in hospitals or people living in high background regions of the world suffering external radiation would have much higher levels of cancer than they do. So we don't have a problem with that. The problem is this, that for internal radionuclides, for these particles that we're talking about, the amount of dose that you get to certain parts of your body and not other parts. So in other words, it's what we call anisotropic. So it produces a huge dose at one point, but no dose somewhere else. It's a bit like sitting in front of a fire and warming yourself and getting a dose. Dose is defined in terms of energy per unit mass, so joules per kilogram. But, or else you get the same amount of energy per unit mass by reaching into the fire and picking out a hot coal and eating it. And this is the error that's been built into this model that they're using, because it doesn't deal with the fact that internal radionuclides can either come in the form of particles and produce huge doses at the point where the particle is and no dose somewhere else, or else they can actually bind to DNA. And there are a number of these molecules, a number of these atoms like strontium and uranium, plutonium, which actually have a very high affinity for DNA. So when they come into your body, when you inhale them and they get into the bloodstream through the lungs, through the lymphatic system, what they do is they bind to the DNA in the cells, and so they deliver all their energy directly to the DNA, you see. And so that's like targeting it. It's like targeting the very organ or organelle. Or
well, that's like saying...
the cancer.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what Dr. Doug Rocky, who was the head of the Pentagon's radiation study program with the EU, explains, is that it's the inhaling of it, and then it just sits there at point-blank range for the rest of your life, frying the cells around it, and you get a cancer right there. And they're just saying, it's fine, it's wonderful, 100,000 times level better.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Globalist. They do day one within the second day that there'd been a total meltdown. They know there's been all sorts of fission going on. I've seen them admit that in the way Dr. Busby describes it, and other physicists we've talked to, that there are these little atomic explosions. Then you can get a really big one. Then you saw the Mach 3 reactor blow up on that Wednesday after and shoot fuel rods high in the sky. Later, the Japanese admitted, yeah, hundreds of thousands of them got blown up to a mile and a half away. The Japanese just buried them with bulldozers. I mean, this, Dr. Busby, there's no doubt this dwarfs Chernobyl, correct?
Yes, correct. There's no doubt that it dwarfs Chernobyl. And the cancer yield from this is going to be greater than the cancer yield from Chernobyl. Chernobyl was at least a million people, and we're going to have a larger number than this.
And I guess the nuclear industry is hoping we just forget about it so they can build more of these things. When you got cut off by the break, you were explaining what these radioactive particles do when they get in the lungs or other tissue.
Yeah, I was describing the effect of a particle which we have actually discovered and identified from Fukushima in an air filter. It's a particle containing the isotope americium-241, which is an alpha emitter. And this substance, this particular particle, has a diameter of about five microns. So it's effectively a gas. It can pass through the lungs into tissue. When it gets in the body, this particular particle has sufficient activity. It's about some gigabecquerels per every second. It's got an activity about 1.5 becquerels for the particle. But what that means is that each one of these alpha tracks will go into tissue, the three or four cells that are local to the particle, because the alpha tracks don't travel very far. So the dose to those cells every...
Did we just lose Dr. Busby? That was weird. Let's get him back on the line. We'll do 5 minutes overdrive if we have to. We've got to get his testimony on record here. Folks, this guy's been 100% on target. I mean, I was having him on a month and a half ago, and he was laying all of this out, and people are like, oh, there hadn't been multiple meltdowns. Oh, there's no problem. And now it's all admitted. In fact, it's worse than we had said. TEPCO's admitting it weeks ago. The head advisor to the Japanese government quit, saying it's immoral to have kids still in the area. We'll have to hold Dr. Busby 5 minutes of the next hour. Doc, you got cut off. You were breaking down how many particles this thing shoots out.
I don't have any particles. I haven't done the calculation.
You're saying every second it's firing something.
Billions of these particles, more than billions of these particles. I think probably there's going to be at least a million of these particles for every single person in the 200-kilometer area, I guess. So there's an awful lot of particles. My point about the particles is that when they get inside you, they produce a dose to the local tissue which is higher than the dose that they would have got in the Hiroshima explosion in terms of external radiation. But the point is that the current risk model deals with these particles as if they are external radiation, and so they would say the dose is too low to affect you. And this is a particular scam that is being used to allow people to be exposed to these sorts of external radiation, these sort of internal radiation exposures from Fukushima. It's dreadful. It's terrifying.
What's the danger of these reaching, say, Texas? My little children...
There is a danger of them reaching Texas. I mean, this stuff will go around the globe, unless it's contained. Even now, it already is probably in Texas. But of course, the probability that they inhale it will be proportional to the number of particles in it per cubic meter, and that will be a lot less in Texas than it is in Japan.
Dr. Busby.
We've certainly found these in Hawaii.
We got a break. Stay there. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.